Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. Are you excited for Thanksgiving? Mark Norman said, drinking too much, overeating, arguing about politics, being lazy, nervous around my parents. This whole year has been Thanksgiving. Jimmy Kimmel said last week, the CDC urged Americans not to travel. So, of course, we're traveling. Fallon said, what are people doing? 3 million Americans are going to show up for Thanksgiving. Like, I brought some yams or maybe the plague. Fallon said, if you're going to travel this week, at least do the decent thing by sealing yourself in a box and letting FedEx ship you home. Fallon again, can't be comforting when you're at a crowded airport watching CNN talk about how dumb it is to be at an airport. Stay home. Wear a mask, everybody. Stephen Colbert commented on the lawyer and conspiracy theorist that had been invited to a news conference last week by mistake by Rudy Giuliani. Colbert said they meant to invite Sidney Powell Total Landscaping. Corden said, here's how big of an embarrassment she was to the Trump team. The guy who held a press conference next to a sex shop and last week had a hair dye running down his face and who wears loafers that look like clown shoes, that guy, still on the team. Fallon said, seriously, you know how nuts you have to be when Rudy Giuliani's head starts leaking and you're the one that gets fired? Seth Meyers, man, you got to be pretty crazy if Rudy Giuliani thinks you're a liability. Sorry, Ms. Powell, but you're a loose cannon. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm late for a press conference where I say Joe Biden is the Hamburglar. Joe would be a pretty good Hamburglar, actually. Fallon, for anybody asking what's more embarrassing than being on the Trump legal team, the answer is getting fired from the Trump legal team. Hey, Jim Gaffigan has surprised everybody. He's got a new special. All of a sudden, this thing will be on next Friday, December 4th, not Thanksgiving week, next Friday, December 4th, 8 o'clock, Comedy Central. It is called Jim Gaffigan Quality Time. It was filmed at the State Theater in Minneapolis back in 2019, so I assume there will be people in the crowd as Jim Gaffigan is quite popular. In a quote, Jim said, I'm thrilled to have another special on Comedy Central. I'll never forget how much Beyond the Pale appearing on Comedy Central changed my career. Jim did not say, I'll never forget how much serious playing my comedy early when I used to come up all the time before I got famous and then stopped returning calls. He didn't say anything like that. He just thanks Comedy Central for, helping his career, which, you know, it's nice that he remembers people who helped his career. Hi, Jim. Trevor Noah is going to host the Grammy Awards, and he said, despite the fact that I'm extremely disappointed that the Grammys have refused to have me sing or be nominated for Best Pop Album, I am thrilled to be hosting this auspicious event. I think as a one-time Grammy nominee, I am the best person to provide a shoulder to all the amazing artists who did not win on that night because I know the pain of not winning the award. From Eater Houston, Dave Chappelle feasts on Turkey Leg Hut seafood. Eater Houston says, while in Houston performing in an arguably inadvisable sold-out show, comedian Dave Chappelle dug into seafood and other eats from Houston's own Turkey Leg Hut. A post on their Instagram shows Chappelle and Mo Ammer, who's a great comic, he's very funny, and Donnell Rawlings feasting on catered crab legs and, of course, the restaurant's signature stuffed turkey legs. On the eve of his performance at the House of Blues last week. Jamie Masada is the founder of The Laugh Factory. LA Magazine did a large profile with him, and he said, I got to tell you a story. Richard Pryor, about 38 years ago, comes to the club. I love that he said 38 years ago, not 40. 38 years ago, Pryor comes to the club and says, hi, Jamie. I bought the most expensive Mercedes. I have it outside. Jamie said, that night we had Paul Mooney, John Witherspoon, Shirley Hemphill, and he said, come on, come outside and see it. Jamie says, I don't know anything about expensive cars, but it was nice. Paul Mooney said, Richard, you're a crazy black guy. This car belongs to white people, not black people. And he used the N-word. They were joking. They're both black. Richard says, okay, let's all get in the car. Paul Mooney was driving. He had a huge afro at the time. We get into Beverly Hills and a police car stops us and says, you know, you were swerving. Get out of the car. They tested us and they let us go. We drive from there to Westwood. All of a sudden, another police car stops us. Paul says to them, what did I do? These policemen were white. And they said, you were swerving. Same thing. They go through the whole routine again, then let us go. Jamie says, I said, guys, this is scary. I got to go back to the club. So we got on Sunset and we're driving to Brentwood. All of a sudden, we hear a car with a siren. You were swerving. And they take Paul Mooney out and handcuff him and sit him on the sidewalk. They ask for my license. They said, what do you do? I said, I work at Laugh Factory. What do you do at Laugh Factory? Well, I'm the owner. And he laughs and says, maybe you're a busboy there. He puts handcuffs on me. Then Shirley Hemphill comes out. She's also got a big afro and she doesn't have shoes on. They asked for her license and she wouldn't say anything. So they pushed her against a wall and searched her. Then they radio for another car saying they have criminals holding on the street and Richard Pryor is still in the car. So the other car comes. They ask Richard Pryor to get out of the car. One of the second car's policemen was black. Richard gets out. Suddenly you hear, oh my God, this is Richard Pryor. They went crazy over him. They said to him, Richard, we're sorry, but your chauffeur was swerving. Third time they said that. Richard says, "Man, we've been stopped three times with swerving. What's going on?" They apologize to him. Meanwhile, Paul Mooney screaming, "You call me chauffeur. I'm a comedian. I'm on American Bandstand." So they let us go. From Variety, Tina Fey will host One Night Only, The Best of Broadway. It's a two-hour special with performances from top musicals. I'll give you that list in a second. That's to raise money for the Broadway community, and it'll air December 10th on NBC. The cast of Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations, comma, Chicago, different show, comma, Jagged Little Pill, comma, Diana the Musical, Jersey Boys, Mean Girls, and Rent will take over the New York City streets in a night of performances. December 10th, Tina Fey is your host. That'll be on NBC. On your TV tonight, John Oliver will be on Seth Meyers. Jerry Seinfeld is scheduled as the guest on Jimmy Fallon Thanksgiving Night. I believe that's a new episode, and I'm sure it was pre-recorded, but that's what's in the listings there. Tomorrow, all new episodes all weekend, not taking any time off, but I did pre-record some stuff. Tomorrow, British stuff, because I figured you Americans are busy, so everybody overseas. By the way, a lot of listeners in the UK, a lot of listeners in India. Hi, everybody. Appreciate you. So tomorrow's all for you. Friday's a normal episode with a terrific rant about Sarah Cooper that I didn't plan on doing. I was just doing a story and her name showed up. You'll see. Friday's a lot of fun. Saturday, I taped something about comedy festivals. I did a mailbag. If you want to hit me up, I'm at DCNPod, at DCNPod on Twitter, or you can hit the Facebook page, facebook.com/dailycomedynews. So I'll talk about comedy festivals on Saturday. Sunday, I might have an interview for you. I might have a normal episode. I'm recording a bunch of interviews, actually, this afternoon, which in your life is yesterday afternoon, that I'm going to play on the weekends coming up. Just going to talk to a bunch of comedians about different things. You can follow this show on Spotify if you don't already. If you do, thank you very much. Or you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your shows. Again, tomorrow, British stuff, and I'll have episodes every day. I do this 7 days a week. Sometimes I pre-record them, but there's an episode every day. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And to you Canadians, enjoy working.